The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we sift through the artifacts of history 7 days a week. Today is February 27th, 2019. The day was February 27th, 1932. The journal Nature published a letter by the English physicist James Chadwick. The letter was called Possible Existence of a Neutron. Up until this point, science held that the atom contained a positively charged nucleus, or central core, that was surrounded by negatively charged electrons. And scientists knew that most of the mass of the atom was at its core. But Chadwick's research confirmed the existence of a subatomic particle that had about the same mass as a proton, but did not have an electric charge. Chadwick's findings marked a major milestone in atomic theory and led to experimentation with developing an atomic bomb. But many other scientists helped pave the way for Chadwick to make his discovery. Chadwick got his master's degree in physics at the University of Manchester, where he worked with noted physicist and so-called father of nuclear physics, Ernest Rutherford. Then he went to Germany to study under Hans Geiger, of Geiger counter fame. After spending years in a prison camp during the First World War, Chadwick went back to England to study with Rutherford again, this time earning his doctorate at the University of Cambridge. And in 1923, Chadwick was appointed assistant director of Cambridge's Cavendish Laboratory, where Rutherford was director. And there, the two of them worked on the transmutation of elements by bombarding them with alpha particles and researched the structure of the atomic nucleus. Rutherford postulated that there had to be something else in the atomic nucleus besides protons. Why was the atomic number, or the number of protons in an atom's nucleus, usually about half the mass number? Rutherford answered this question in 1920 by suggesting that a proton and electron combined to form a neutral particle that was roughly the same mass as a proton. But this neutral particle would be hard to detect since most techniques at the time measured charged particles. By about a decade later, other scientists were working on the problem. German physicist Walter Both and his student Herbert Becher were doing experiments bombarding beryllium with alpha particles emitted from polonium, and they found that the beryllium emitted a highly penetrating radiation as a result. They interpreted that radiation to be high-energy photons, which are particles that represent a quantum of electromagnetic radiation. But Chadwick thought that this radiation might instead consist of the neutral particles his mentor, Rutherford, had proposed. And in 1932, Chadwick's interest was piqued when Irene and Frédéric Joliot-Curie decided to study the mysterious radiation. They studied the radiation as it hit a block of paraffin wax, and they found that the radiation ejected protons from the hydrogen atoms in the paraffin wax, and the protons recoiled with a high velocity. Irene and Frédéric thought that the radiation had to be high-energy gamma photons. But Chadwick thought that since photons have no rest mass, they couldn't possibly knock heavy protons out of the paraffin wax. So that same year, Chadwick did similar experiments at the Cavendish Laboratory. He used paraffin wax in the experiments, but he also used other targets, like helium, nitrogen, and lithium. After comparing the energies of the protons that were knocked out, he was able to determine that there was likely a neutral particle with a mass that's slightly more than a proton's. After experimenting for only a couple of weeks, Chadwick published Possible Existence of a Neutron. And in June 1932, Chadwick's paper titled The Existence of a Neutron was published in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society A. Chadwick received the Hughes Medal from the Royal Society of London for his discovery in 1932. And in 1935, he got the Nobel Prize for Physics for his discovery of the neutron. But even though his discovery made waves in physics based on its importance to the knowledge of atomic structure, it had implications far beyond that. The discovery of the neutron led to the fission of the uranium nucleus, which produced a ton of energy and inspired the creation of nuclear weapons. During the Second World War, Chadwick worked on the Manhattan Project, the U.S. government research and development endeavor that produced the first atomic bombs. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. We'd love it if you left us a comment on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll be back with more history tomorrow.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.